Well, let's see here. The market on Friday, I'm just looking at the numbers here. Down, I don't know, 70 points, 38,722. Remember they wrote the book, Dow 36,000? People said, yeah, that'll never happen. Yeah, that's in the rearview mirror now for a while now. My next guest, Nick Hopwood, certified financial planner, founder, president of Peak Wealth, peakwm.com, to find out more. Nick, good to have you here.
Good Monday morning, Steve.
You sent me a note here at the end of the week last week. Look at what gold is doing. Gold went up a couple of $100 an ounce. It hit just about to $2,200 an ounce. Not one of my big holdings. I got a little bit for, you know, just a little bling, but not really too much serious stuff there. The same thing, and while that was happening, NVIDIA was getting rid of about $230 billion worth of wealth. That's kind of a big deal. Some mixed messages out there, Nick. What do you say?
Yeah, Steve, we've been kind of on this AI, artificial intelligence overdose in the markets with NVIDIA as the poster child. And if you look at the chart, the thing is just going to the moon. And we talked about that a few weeks ago. But on Friday, it opened up at an all-time high worth $2.3 trillion. And by Friday at 4 p.m., had lost 11%. Or as you say, $230 billion, that's a record for a reversal intraday. So that's not great for that stock.
So is it time to buy NVIDIA, or is it going to keep shedding today? What do you think?
Well, that could be a reversal. Friday's action could be the signal of a reversal, but you know, I'm not here to call or pick stocks. But you mentioned gold, and it is worth noting that gold here at an all-time high, as well as other commodities looking attractive in my view. But when we look at gold specifically, when we think about the companies that are in the gold business, the companies that are mining the gold out of the earth, look at those stocks. Those things are pretty far from all-time highs. So there seems to be a disconnect, perhaps an opportunity.
So mining companies are low. AI companies maybe rode that wave as far as they could. Could be some corrections coming in that regard. But, I mean, it doesn't matter what the market is, right? There's always opportunity, isn't there?
Yeah, I think so. And when we think about what has led this rally, it's certainly the AI boom. We've been on a tech overdose, but a lot of areas have not participated, and that's what I find interesting right now. Such as small caps, mid caps, international, value stocks compared to growth stocks. As we mentioned, hard assets like commodity-based stocks, those kinds of things I find interesting.
All right, so when you say hard stocks, what do you mean by that?
Well, we mentioned gold miners.
Sure.
There's also oil and gas companies, energy-related companies, anything right, that is in the commodities business, they have really trailed. And so as we approach June, when the market is anticipating the Fed to have their first rate cut, when there's a Fed pivot from raising to neutral, from neutral to lowering, that's when we might see some action in these hard assets.
All right, so the hard asset, and so I look at that, you know, I look at Occidental Petroleum. Buffett bought a bunch of that last year. I mean, a ton of it. So you look at the EV markets that are failing a little bit. General Motors, Ford, easy things for people to see, and EVs not, you know, being the rage that they're supposed to be. And I see somebody like Warren Buffett buying up energy stocks like Occidental Petroleum, OxyP, and I say, well, he knows a thing or two, doesn't he? Because he's staying with energy, be it oil or gas or coal or whatever it is, right?
Yeah, that's right. I remember those headlines, and I would never argue against the Oracle of Omaha.
No.
Right, the legend.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue against that either. All right, so the real question people want to know, here's something I wanted to ask you about. This popped up on my radar. I don't know if you know anything about this, but Obamacare, these subsidies, a disconnect between these subsidies, based on zip code. Now, I saw the headlines about this, but now it seems to be a reality. If you live in a different zip code, you get a different check amount from the government if you buy the gold, silver, bronze, whatever you buy, right?
Yeah, you know, I think there's discrimination going on here based on zip code. I think the entire program has a lot of flaws. For instance, we have clients with millions of dollars who are earning decent income. Maybe their career is winding down. They have the assets. Their income is not as high as it was, but they're getting $1,700 a month subsidies. And who's paying for that, right?
Well, we are.
The policy is deeply flawed, yeah. So that's a couple in Orlando. Now, the same couple in Plymouth, Michigan, where I am now, you know, all of a sudden their subsidy is only $700 a month. Well, what is the difference between Plymouth, Michigan and Orlando, Florida, where a couple needs an extra $1,000 a month in Obamacare subsidies?
Doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? Of course.
No.
Of course, the one thing about the Affordable Care Act that it never addressed was affordability. I mean, that was a smokescreen. It was an insurance policy scheme to me. The Affordable Care Act never addressed the affordability of insurance or the high price of insurance or the amount of money it costs people. And look, has insurance gone down in the last 15 years? Not that I'm aware of.
I just received my notification of an 18% health insurance premium increase for my team.
And how often do you get those? Annually, don't you?
Every year.
Yeah.
Every year.
So,
yeah.
And how much was it last year? Probably similar. Anyhow.
Similar.
Yeah.
And while we have these $1,700 a month subsidies, the February jobs number just came back, and the government hired 50,000 more jobs in February on the heels of January's 35,000. So the government growth is accelerating.
Yeah. And government jobs. We need private industry jobs. PeakWM.com. Get a second opinion from Nick Hopwood about what you're doing. PeakWM.com. For those of you with television, there's a QR code. Click on that right now that you're looking at and get a second opinion from Nick Hopwood about how you're investing in about the future. Nick, thank you as always.
Thank you, Steve.
Greatly appreciate it. There you have it. I'll take a break and be back. Don't go anywhere.
Happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
As the weather gets colder, it's a good idea to layer up with scarves, hats, and mittens. Another layer of protection this season is to get your flu and COVID-19 vaccines. You can get both vaccines at the same time. Talk to your healthcare provider or learn more at michigan.gov/COVID-flu-RSV and layer up for some added peace of mind. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.